Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, and I'm hosting myself again today, as I do occasionally. And I've noticed, so it's the morning, and I'm realizing it's yesterday. Have you ever woken up and it's yesterday? Well, maybe if you haven't gone to sleep yet and you took a quick nap, but it's it's confusing. That's because I'm recording the show on Thursday morning and the show airs on Friday morning. So it's yesterday. So welcome to yesterday. And I'm going to riff. I love to do this. I'm going to riff about human design. And so I'd love for you all to realize that you are living unique human designs. So unique that no one is like you. You're very different from everybody else. In the combination of all the traits that you have, there are a lot of shared traits, and yet no one has, well, I can't say no one, but almost no one has the exact same traits you do. They would have to be born at the same time. And I do know some people like that. Twins are some minutes apart usually. It's really about the difference between twins related to every second in time. It's going to change the tonality of your personality. You could juggle around a little bit, but you'll still be living the same design. And so it's fascinating. I've worked with a lot of twins. It's fascinating to see how they can be so different and yet the same, because the basic traits are the same. They just play them differently. And I guess it takes experience for this to see how that happens. And so I've done thousands of chart readings for people, and I've learned from the responses of the people I do them for that they're very accurate, extremely accurate. And so I trust that I'm giving people a language about themselves that they can then use much more strategically in life. You know, you'll always be yourself. You're always going to live your human design, no matter what. But you're also do a better job when you know why you're who you are, and then how to use it more specifically. And so, today, I thought I would work on the upper chakras that show up in human design charts. There's, for those of you unfamiliar, it's based on your birth data, and it identifies where the planets were at the moment of your birth, and then the revelation of this system as it was channeled into a man, an expatriate Canadian living in Ibiza, Spain, in 1987. It was all described to him, and then he wrote it down unknowingly what he was getting. He just took notes, and some years later was able to present this to the world. And so one of the great revelations was that it showed him how to place the 64 hexagrams of the Chinese I Ching around the sky. And so when we know where your planets are at your birth, and also this system knows 88 and a half days before you were born, it knows when the unconscious half of your personality clicked in. And so it knows more of you than any other system would know. And you would think that's kind of too obscure to be accurate enough, but it is actually very precise, and I've seen it proven thousands of times. So I'm excited to explain some of these aspects to you. The Chinese I Ching is broken up into 64 parts called hexagrams. There are four horizontal lines, one on top of another. Each line is either solid or broken. It's yang or yin. And the combination of those six lines have 64 varieties, and those are 64 concepts of life that the Chinese figured out thousands of years ago. So we're working with that, and that transposes into a chakra system. In human design, there are actually 9 centers, and it's a little bit different than, you know, the traditional 7-centered chakra system that we're used to. But it's fascinating. And one of the additions is the spleen chakra, that is the home of fear for survival, and that's in everyone's chart. And then it breaks up the heart chakra into an identity and an ego. and so the identity is where there's a sense of self and also of love. And the ego is willpower. And so these are just different placements in your chart that we can examine, because these hexagrams, and not only the hexagrams, the lines of each hexagram, since there are 6 lines, each line also is shown that you're born to. And so you have these lines, these hexagrams and lines transposed into this chakra system. And so it's a description. And so you can get your charts done. I'm happy to send you a free chart. My email is, send it to peterroth64@gmail.com. That's the easiest for me to, and send back a free chart for you. I need your birth data. I need your date, time, and place. And then I'll send you the chart, and you'll see for yourself what we're talking about. But I wanted to talk today about the upper chakras that are revealed in your human designs. And this will help understand how you think differently than other people. We don't all think the same way. And I'm going to explain that to you. Because there are actually 3 chakras we're interested in. The 7th chakra is the crown chakra, which is the very top of your head. And in this system, that stands for abstract reality. That's the way that you understand the abstracts of life. It's your higher mind. Then the mundane mind is the 6th chakra. In this system, it's not the third eye. It's basically just how you think normally. And it has many aspects to it that show us how we think differently than others. And then it all feeds down to the throat, and that's how we express what we think. So it's very clear. It gives us a lot of instruction about ourselves to understand and appreciate why we think so uniquely. And I'm going to start talking about the top chakra, the 7th chakra, which is the crown, as I said, abstract reality. And in many people, it's called undefined, and others it's defined. What that means, when a chakra is undefined, and most people have undefined chakras in their human design, and that means that it doesn't have gates and channels to it that activate it. So it's always seeking activation. It's always seeking to define itself. So we all have chakras that are seeking more information, seeking to know themselves better. So those of us who have an undefined crown chakra are always seeking more understanding of the abstract. It's not that people who are defined don't do that, but they're more comfortable with what they discover, because in their definition, it holds, it contains the information easier. When you have an undefined chakra, there's a little eraser in it, and it says, oh, think again, or understand again, or realize again. So it's very, I don't know, ephemeral, let's say. It just keeps on asking. So, it's known that the seventh chakra is the pressure to create clarity of the abstract. And there's even a hexagram attached to that. That's the 64th hexagram. And that's the hexagram of seeking clarity of the abstract. It's a last hexagram in the I Ching. And it seeks to know more, to understand more. And it also looks for historical context. So people who have this 64th gate often understand that they need to reflect and see things both historically and presently to grasp an understanding of the abstract. And then that's one way of thinking. It's another way that's not about understanding the abstract, and it's more of the individual mystical part of our crown chakra. And it's the 61st hexagram, and it's the pressure of the mysteries. And it's not about trying to understand the mysteries, it's trying to know them. And what's the difference between understanding and knowing? Well, understanding is more about figuring out. Knowing is more like a light bulb goes off in your head and you go, ah, I got it. It's clear to me. I feel it, I see it, I know it. And so that's knowing. And many of us live with knowing. It's hard to live with knowing because it's not easily communicated to others. You can't say, oh, let me show you this light bulb that just went off in my mind. Because it's not about understanding. You could try to understand it, of course. And that might help people understand your knowing. So many of you, especially I find that many people are attracted to me and my work, are people who function that way, because it's not easy to get along in this world when you're a knower rather than an understander, although you can be both. And then there's a third gate in the crown chakra. It's the 63rd gate, and that's the gate of doubt. That's like, I don't know enough. I want to know more. I need answers. It's seeking answers. And it's in the logical circuit. So it's not just seeking any answers, it's seeking logical answers. So if you have that, you're always trying to make sense of everything. And it's much more, it's a logical sense more than an abstract sense, because that's the understanding side. So we have the understanding, the knowing, and then the logical. And you could think all three ways. You could have all three activated in your design, or one, or two, or none. I don't have any of them. My design is all open at the top. It's just a big question mark. That's why I think to most people I'm a big question mark. And so that's fine. I'm used to it. So is my twin brother. And so are many people who have this open seventh chakra and are always seeking more, and have a little eraser in there that says, seek even more. So then we come down to the mundane mind. And that's the sixth chakra. And that's how we are recognizing our minds at work. It's not our higher mind so much, even though the higher mind feeds into the mundane mind. So what we experience in the higher mind, we try to pull it into the mundane mind so that we can function with it easier. And the mundane mind has six different gates to it, whereas the the seventh chakra only have three. And so so our mind thinks in these different ways. And there's a gate at the very top of that connects. If you have these activated, the mundane mind and the abstract mind will connect together through these different channels. So if you have a gate in the abstract mind connecting to a gate in the mundane mind, it creates a channel, and that channel has its own power. It's a very strong representation of your process. And so we have the 47th gate, which is the gate of realizing. So that has to do with realizing what you understand, being able to see the big picture. And that's what understanding tries to do. It tries to, because it tries to fit together all the pieces of the abstract as much as it can and create an understanding, and then experiencing the realization of that. And then we are looking at the gate that would connect to the 61st chakra that had to do with pressure of the mysteries. And that has to do with rationalizing. And that's being able to see the big picture and understand the parts of it, to recognize parts. And it's a very powerful resource. So that functions together with the 61st gate of the pressure of the mysteries. And when you have that channel, you're highly spiritually directed. You're always trying to know the mysteries and in details, because it rations them. It seeks the parts. And so it's very powerful. And many of my students and clients have that, because that's why they're attracted to classes about spirituality. And then we come over to the fourth gate, which is in the mundane mind at the top, that connects to, if you have those, the two gates, connects to the seventh chakra. And that is the gate of logic, of pure logic. And that connects to the gate of doubt, if you have that activated. So doubt and logic bring together an energy of logical knowing, logical understanding, putting those two words together with this. And it comes down to the 17th gate in the mind. And when I say, have these numbers of different gates, those are the hexagram numbers. So I don't want to confuse you about that there, because there are different hexagrams all over the chart that are permanently in place in different chakras. And so there's no understanding of any sequence to them in the chakras. These are just the appropriate gates, appropriate hexagrams to have in the appropriate chakras to make sense of the chakras and make sense of why the hexagrams should be there. So in the mind, we have the 17th gate, and that's the gate of opinions, and it comes from logic. The logical gate comes down through the mind out towards the throat. So the 17th gate heads towards the throat, and it's having logical opinions, and you want to express them. So that's why it's headed towards the throat. And then there's another gate coming from the mind down to the throat, the 11th gate, which is ideas. So, and that comes down from the understanding. So when you have all this clarity of the abstract, you have all this understanding, it gives you a lot of ideas. And people who have this gate are full of ideas. And it's amazing. I don't have this, and I would love to have it. I think I'd be much more creative in life if I had more ideas. So that's why I think, for instance, novelists or anybody who's really creative. It comes from a lot of ideas. There's also other creativity in the chart. So it's not your only form of creativity, but if you have this, have the gate of ideas, I'm very impressed with you. And then the bottom, the very bottom of the mind has a gate called it's a 43rd gate. When you look at your charts, you'll understand all these numbers that I'm offering. And then it's easier to understand them when you're actually looking at the chart. And if you have the 43rd gate, it's insight. So you're here expressing your insights. And insights is in the circuitry of knowing. So it's having knowing insights. And it's hard to express them, even though it comes from the mind down towards the throat. It's seeking to express your knowing through your insights of knowing. And so those are the gates that head towards the throat. Now I'm going to start talking about the throat as it connects to the mind. We'll see how much time is left to look at how the throat connects to other parts of your chart. But the three gates that connect directly to the mind, one is the 62nd gate that connects to opinions, the 17th. So 62 is having a lot of opinions, and it connects to detail. So 62nd is detail, opinions reach detail. And so you can have a lot of detailed opinions. And those people are usually more organized in life than anyone else. So if you're someone who's very organized, very likely you have this channel of the 17 and the 62, and that allows you to be opinionated in detail. And then the 43rd gate of insight reaches down to the 23rd gate in the throat, which is the gate of being able to express your insights. And it's also part of the individual circuitry, so it's also the gate called tolerance. It's like, if you have that, you know you're an individual and you learn to be tolerant of other individuals because they're like you. So not everybody is tolerant of individuals. I can tell you that. All right. So the 43 to the 23 creates a channel of insight to expressing insight, which is the channel called the genius, because the genius comes from this greater knowing that, you know, it's individuality, and individuality is really this one of the great strengths that bring us progress in the world. If it wasn't for individuals, we wouldn't make a lot of progress, because the other circuitry is tribal or collective. And so if you're here to be part of the collective, which is very helpful. We want to be part of the collective, but it's easier when you're not so much of an individual. And the collective often struggles with accepting individuals because we're different. And if you're tribal, it's even harder, because if they don't like your individuality, they'll kill you. But they also need your individuality. Tribes prosper when they have individuals who show them new ways, new opportunities. So tribes really need to become tolerant of the individual as well. So this channel of the genius is also known as the channel of the freak, because you can be a genius or a freak. And what's the difference? The difference is who's asking. So if you're trying to be a genius with people who aren't asking, they won't get it, because it's really this. Remember, this is about knowing. This is about individuality. This is about the light bulb going off. And how do you express that to people who aren't looking for it? They'll see you as a freak. So people, I know so many people with this channel of the genius or the freak. And I'm so glad when I can let them know that, yes, Some people see them as a freak and they know it. And some people realize they're genius and they know it. So it's a great channel to have, but beware. And then the 11th gate of ideas comes down to the 56th gate in the throat of the, that's the gate of being able to communicate your understandings. And the 56th gate is a wonderful expression of understanding. So if you have the 56, you're really good at explaining things to people. And through all the ideas that come down from the mind in that 11th gate to the 56th, so you, people have that channel are people who are brilliant at expressing their understandings of life and helping everybody, helping people understand the great clarity that these people have. So this is a these are the top channels and gates that how you think and know and understand and are logical or not. And so there's so many ways that we're different in the juxtaposition of all these gates and channels of the higher mind, of the mundane mind, and how they come to the throat. And so when the mind is has channels, it's that means it's then it becomes activated and defined, and you know your mind better. But if it's not and it's not defined, then you are always seeking to know your mind more, and it never is enough. And so then we'll come down, we'll do another show another time, looking at how the throat express where the throat expresses itself from, because it, the throat doesn't necessarily express itself from the mind. It can express itself from other chakras depending on how the channels connect to it. So there's a lot more to talk about. I hope this will help you know your mind better or not going into this new year. And good luck with it. Good luck with everybody. Have a happy new year. I'm so excited to explore the future with all of you. And we'll be talking again. Thanks so much for tuning into Energy Stew. You can reach me again. Try peterroth64@gmail.com. Okay, and my website is heartriver.org. So check out heartriver.org has a page about human design. So thank you for being here.